is a snappy summary of the news, a weekly digest of the latest events and happenings at home and abroad. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby, and this is your Retrotone News Minute. Greetings, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the hair on Putin's chest. Let's have a meeting. Putin and Kim Jong-un meet for the first time since 2011. It's time for another dog and pony across the pond. A big day for no one. And perhaps the dullest diplomatic summit in a fortnight. Pundits say don't expect any bold statements, key arguments, or agreements, or flashy signatures from Putin or Un. It'll be nothing but platitudes from these twin tyrants. Un was offered bread and salt by Russian women in traditional costumes. Government issue. Shortly after stepping down from his private rail car. If he could only step down from the world. And a 9-hour journey to the eastern port city of Vladivostok, Wednesday under overcast skies. I came to Russia with a warm feeling of our people, Kim told state-run Russia 24. Right. I hope that this visit will be successful and useful. The two will meet on Ruski Island. So apropos. Connected only by one bridge. We can only speculate they'll take in some theater, take a peek at some food factories, even a jaunt to the zoo. That's right, folks. Putin and Kim waving at animals in cages. Now that's something to see. In high law. The feds are taking the gloves off against opiates. In a national first, in a life and death fight against the opiate crisis, a major drug distribution company and its executives have been criminally indicted by New York federal courts. The U.S. Attorney's Office claims the Rochester Drug Cooperative took orders for opiates to the tune of $20 million, flooding $1.5 million in overflow opiates into the market between 2012 and 2016. Listen, in 2017 alone, 72,000 Americans died from opiate use. We're looking at a near 10% year-over-year rise in mortality in the past decade alone. According to a Pew Research report, Big Pharma and so-called medical professionals have peddled painkillers, a perilous cost to the Republic. It's estimated we're spending $78 billion in treatments, justice, lost productivity, injuries, and prevention on this epidemic. America, it's high time we get clean. And now, a word from our sponsors.
It works wonders when the family gathers at Grandma's for one of those special Sunday dinners.
Your milk, Matt. Drink all the milk, Matt.
Bobby, come on, get out from under there. That's a big soup.
And if you get a headache later on, that's when Bayer works wonders. Two Bayer tablets bring all the pain relief power your headache can use. Bayer is pure aspirin, not just part aspirin. Bayer works wonders.
And welcome back, folks, in entertainment news. Oops, she did it again. Britney Spears hitting headlines with mental health rumors. TMZ has the buzz on Britney. Earlier this month, sources say she checked herself into a mental health institution. Shortly thereafter, an episode of Britney's Gram podcast revealed a concerning voicemail from an unnamed former member of Spears' legal team. This legal informant claimed the pop icon has been held against her will in a facility since early January, and there's no telling when she'll be released. The hashtag FreeBritney soon started trending on Twitter as thousands of fans began to worry for the star's safety. Worry not, Britney fandom. She posted an Instagram video to reassure her fans that all is well. Listen, if anyone touches a hair on Britney's head, why I'll... I oughta... Why I'll...
Simmer down, Rod.
Oh.
On this day in history... Raj has a bug for history, see? So let's scratch that itch with a look back at this day in history. In 1590, the Sultan of Morocco launched his successful attack to capture Timbuktu. In 1684, a patent was granted for the thimble, 1792, the guillotine, first used in France, executes highwayman Nicolas Pelletier. In 1901, New York became the first state to require license plates for cars. The fee was $1. In 1956, Elvis Presley, Hot Brick Hotel, hit number one on the Billboard Pop Singles chart and stayed there for 8 weeks. And that's one for the Republic. I'm your host, Raj Bigsby. And this has been News from Retrotone, a service of Evergreen Podcasts. Until next time, make a good day. Yoo-ha! Hashtag Raj Bigsby.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.